What's going on, folks? TJ Lauerman, aka That Sports Gamer, here with my buddy Snaggle J. Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm excited. I'm fired up. We're back.
I'm ready. I'm excited. This is the season opener of Bullpen Banter, season 4, episode 1. I've been doing this show for way too long, Chris. You're here. I don't even know how long have you been on the show.
If I'm not mistaken, I believe episode 23 was my first appearance on the show.
I feel like you were a hot year 2 inclusion.
Yeah, well, like, yeah, I was. I think it was like episode 23, 24. I made like a one-off appearance, and then a couple episodes later, I came back, and then we kind of did the three-person thing for a little bit. And then we kind of went back to the you and I thing, and then we took our hiatus.
Then we just straight up stopped playing MLB.
Yeah, I feel like I would have gotten, like, special guest credit for, like, 3 or 4 episodes. Then I probably would have been in, like, the regular pre-roll as, like, a regular recurring guest.
And co, is what you're saying.
Basically, at this point, I am and co.
He's and co. Yeah. But, yeah, Bullpen Banter, back for another year after a tumultuous season 3. I don't know what that word means, but it sounds like it would be accurate for what happened.
I mean, I wouldn't even call it tumultuous. We literally just gave up on the game.
Yeah, gave up on the game. Sadly, that led to giving up on Bullpen Banter as well. But
yeah, I mean,
I think the last show was May or June.
Yeah, it ended rather relatively quickly.
It was painful, and I guess that kind of brings us into our first topic. Bullpen Banter is going to change up a little bit. In the past, Bullpen Banter had been a very MLB The Show centric show. It's still going to be quite MLB The Show centric. But after what happened last year, we definitely want to be focusing on the wider range of baseball video games, whether that be out of the park baseball, which, full disclosure, I am the head of community for. Chris is the perfect team community manager for. So I guess technically take everything we say with a grain of salt, because we work for a company that also makes a baseball video game, though they're on two different platforms and they're kind of completely different. But we're also going to be talking about, you know, if Chris has a great week of Super Mega Baseball, we're definitely going to talk about it here.
Yeah.
If and when, speaking of a topic we're going to be talking about later, Pro Baseball Spirits, the Konami game, is coming back later this year. I believe late April it's going to be coming out. We're definitely going to be talking about that, because I am super pumped for that.
We may even end up talking about RBI Baseball. Who knows?
I'm kind of interested.
You know, maybe we could, and I know this is not on the, and funny that Buck pops in the chat all of a sudden. Now, this is not on the show rundown, but RBI did something extremely interesting that really caught my attention this week.
They had a good cover athlete?
No, they sent out these packages to all these big streamers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're actually doing, like, content-level marketing all of a sudden.
It's very interesting.
Yeah, it is extremely interesting.
My last experience with RBI Baseball was, hey, let me try out, I think it was 17 or 16, whichever was the last year they made mobile games, I think. I don't think they did.
17, I think, was the last one.
Yeah, and then I installed that on my phone. I paid the $5.99 or whatever, and it never actually launched. So I was like, we're out of here.
Full disclosure, I bought RBI Baseball on the Switch over the holidays because it was like $3.
Have you launched it?
I played probably half a dozen games. It is completely terrible. I mean, not terrible, but it's for on the Switch, it's fine.
Let me ask you a question. Does it have batting gloves in it yet?
I don't think I would have noticed.
If I asked the question, are batting gloves in the game? And it's like a question?
That's pretty much all you need to say.
I feel like that's really all we need to say.
The thing is, the best way, not to get completely sidetracked, but the best way to summarize it is a mobile game that they ported to the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it feels like. It's, you know what? If I'm rolling around somewhere with my Switch and I really need to play some baseball, I can load up, I can play a game. But it's essentially a mobile game that they ported to the Switch.
I really wish they would just buy Metalhead Software, make Super Mega Baseball RBI based. Just call it RBI Baseball and be done with it. I kind of wish
we would buy Metalhead Software.
That'd be cool.
But that's a different conversation.
It's a whole...
we probably shouldn't have on air.
Yeah. Yeah, so pretty much any baseball video game, if we want to talk about it, there is, I do want to kind of dip back into, like, some OG video games. I do know that there's a Japanese Sega game with Ichiro on the cover. Don't ask. I saw it randomly once, and I kind of want to check it out.
Baseball stars. Let's dedicate an entire episode. I wish... it's not within arm's reach, but I do have Baseball Stars for the NES on a cartridge. I Instagrammed it like a month ago.
Okay.
Let's dedicate 3 episodes to that.
Look, you got to keep things you love close. I have 3 different editions of Pro Baseball Spirits within arm's reach at all times, just in case.
See, my games are in the other room.
They're like over there. It's hard to reach. But yeah, if we wanted to do that, if we wanted to talk about that, now we can. Now that we're expanding Bullpen Banter to be more than just an MLB The Show focus show. Maybe we're going to have a night we're going to match up in Baseball Stars, because I think there's emulators that let you play online.
Yeah.
So we might have to check that out. So we're going to be doing a lot more stuff. As we said, Chris and I are part of the community team for Out of the Park Baseball. We're not going to talk a ton about it here. Obviously, because it's kind of like a little bit of a conflict of interest. But also, we talk a lot about Out of the Park Baseball in other places, so we didn't feel like this is going to be a place where we're just going to rehash conversations that we've had other places on Monday nights. Or I should say, currently on Monday nights, Chris does This Week in Perfect Team over on twitch.tv/OOTPDevelopments, if you want to check that out. I do my streams currently on Tuesday nights. We also do a podcast with Rich Grisham called OOTP Now, if you want to subscribe to that. There's a lot of us talking about Out of the Park Baseball. If you want to get that, we can get it. We can get it other places. But some stuff we will bring up, like if there's a patch with something cool that we think we really need to talk about, we'll definitely bring that up. If, say, Chris drops a dope Ryan Klesko card this week, we'll probably talk about it.
That happened. I think the biggest thing... is I think you and I want to avoid Bullpen Banter becoming a big Out of the Park Baseball advertisement.
Yeah.
Because, it's like you said, we market that game as a job.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is kind of a safe space where we will talk about it. We'll cover the news. We'll react critically to things that occur. But we're going to stop short of it becoming a giant Out of the Park Baseball advertisement.
Right. And there's going to be stuff that we talk about on those other shows that we just aren't going to want to talk about again.
Yeah. Like we'll talk about our perfect teams from time to time, and we'll talk about some cool things that are happening. And we might have a really slow week in every other baseball game, and we may have an episode that's 90% out of the park content. It's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
But it's just, I think we want to avoid the appearance that this is like a sponsored sales pitch for Out of the Park Baseball.
Yeah. And again, so essentially knowing that we get paid to do that, you know, take everything else you want with a grain of salt. But I feel like we try to be, you know, super open and honest with all of our opinions on these other games. And also, it's kind of weird when we give our opinions because we kind of know how games work now because of working there. So we don't really get crazy angry when, Sony did this stream and they didn't say this, this, and this. And it's like, well, we know they probably couldn't just say this, this, and this without actually knowing what's going on, or, you know, leaving themselves open to potential class action lawsuits and stuff.
Once you know what's behind the curtain, you know what's behind the curtain.
Yeah.
It's an interesting separate mindset to look at, you know. And I mean, we've had that discussion before where you'll be doing an Out of the Park stream and you stop short of saying something because you know what the implications of saying something is. And obviously we're not going to say those things on this show either. But
you never know. We might do it.
We may drop some hot news Boom. You want me to reveal all of next week's content right now on the first bullet? No, I'm not going to do that. I'm sorry.
I mean, you could drop a hint. I'm not going to tell anybody.
I don't even think... you know what? Let's not go down that road right now.
I mean, you could just tell me what the topic is. I don't even know what the topic is.
Next, it's Community Requested Cards Part 3.
Ugh, is it the card I requested?
I mean, I don't know. They don't have names on them. But I'll tell you what. Some of the cards in Monday's content are like... Some of the Monday cards are some of the more highly requested. And one of the cards is a huge, huge social media presence. I know. Listen, Buck, trust me. 85 John Tudor is on the list.
Will any of the cards in the next one go on a specific team that I have?
Now you're testing my memory a little bit.
Oh, you're killing me.
Well, just give me a second.
We're talking about too much out of the park. Hurry up. I know. Figure it out.
We've
reached our prerequisites.
Guys, we're not going to talk about out of the park baseball, but all we're going to talk about is out of the park baseball. The answer to your question is, I believe, no.
Whack. But yeah, again, with this new format, or not format, but just like change in whatever around it, we're going to talk about other stuff. But you know what? That means we can bring on... We can bring on guests to talk about just baseball stuff. I would like to... There are a couple of people that I've been talking to that I would like to try to get on the show. You know, not even, like, specifically about baseball video games, but just about baseball in general and life in baseball and stuff like that. So, we've got some stuff we can talk about. Lots of stuff. It's going to be a great year. I'm hype. Chris, I assume you're hype?
I am super mega hype. Like, I'm really glad that we're back doing this. I kind of thought, I had the impression, let's say in the fall, that Bullpen Banter was probably gone forever.
Yeah.
And, you know, we went the whole winter. We never talked about it.
We didn't even think about it. Also, I didn't put up the, like, last episode we did. I didn't archive it to YouTube for, like, months. I think I put it up, like, 2 months after we recorded it.
And, I mean, you know, like, the Perfect Team happened. And so, I mean, all of our extra time... you know, was spent on doing Perfect Team stuff. I mean, I haven't streamed on my personal channel since like early December, which is a well publicized thing. I decided to cut that part out of my life for now. And I'm not going to rehash all that here, but like, it's just, you know, we've been so busy with Perfect Team. And then the other day you were like, so we're going to fire Bullpen Banter back up?
And was it the other day? Or I think you actually just like said something on Twitter, and I was like, all right, I guess we're doing this. And
yeah, let's do it. And you know, through the powers of the internet, here we are, episode 82 or whatever we're on.
We're just going to call it season 4, episode 1. Let's not...
You know what? Let's go down that road. Let's stop the episode counting.
It'll be quietly 4. Episode 82. Technically 83, because we did that one for PAX East that we called not Bullpen Banter.
The last one we did?
No, we did like one or two after that.
Yeah, I think the last one I was on was the PAX one that we did before we watched TakeOver, WrestleMania TakeOver, which was unreal, by the way.
All right, so I want to say we've covered everything.
I think that's all the preamble.
Also, currently we don't have a set schedule. A couple things we're going to have to take into account for that. First, we're going to have to check out their stream schedule for the run-up to MLB The Show so that we can do our follow-up streams talking about what they talked about. So we'll need to get those dates first. Hopefully, we'll have that stream schedule from Sony San Diego in the next week or so, I would assume, with their gameplay trailer coming out next week. Around that time is usually when that stuff starts to roll out. And then during the season, I guess we'll have to see when they're going to do roster updates and... You know, when new content's going to drop and stuff, so that we can try to be on top of that and not be, oh, they released content on Monday and we're not recording until Saturday. So we're going to try to stay on top of those things much better this year.
I think it's pretty safe to say that we'll probably do an episode same time next week. Mm-hmm. I think the trailer
I think Thursday night's good for us.
The trailer comes out on Tuesday. So that would give us, you know, a couple of days to...
So I can take 75 screenshots from a minute and 30 trailer?
Yeah, so we can get screenshots and overanalyze the thing 7 million times.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we haven't officially discussed it, but I think we're probably going to have another episode next week for sure, where we're going to break down the trailer. And hopefully hopefully, I think historically they've revealed the trailer and then the stream schedule.
Mm-hmm.
It is going to be broken down a lot, but I mean, really, where's it going to be broken down best?
It's true. Probably this weekend MLB The Show.
Probably, yeah.
I'm confused. Pause. Is that still a thing?
Yeah, they're doing. He announced earlier today that they're doing an episode after the trailer.
But are they going to do it all year, or is it just that one, and he's going to do the rain delay?
I don't know. The only thing I know,
that would be helpful.
Listen, the only thing I know about Cooperstown Kurt is that he's unpredictable, and he's never beaten me in MLB The Show, ever.
I also know he's very not good at Home Run Derby.
I'm just saying. Coop has done a lot of things in this community, but the one thing he's never done is beat me.
Or win a community Home Run Derby.
Or that either, yes.
So, we gotta see.
So there's multiple things he hasn't done.
Yeah, speaking of multiple things, there's multiple editions of MLB The Show 19. Look at that segue. Chris, we are back on track.
It's like we never left, so baby. Good. It's like we never left.
Yeah, so multiple versions of MLB The Show. Obviously, standard edition, $59.99. I don't even want to know what that is in Canadian, because I saw...
$79.99.
I saw that screenshot today of the... Was it the Gagnard edition? Or no, the Digital Deluxe edition in Canada?
It was like $140. It's $129.99. It is every year. It's that price every year.
Yeah, so standard edition gets you the game. If you pre-order, depending on where you pre-order, I think you get like 10 packs at GameStop and maybe 10 packs in the PSN store. Let me pull up my PSN store and see. But also,
For just the standard edition?
Yeah. All right.
It doesn't show any pre-order bonuses on the PlayStation store.
Digital, you're lying.
For the standard edition?
Yeah, man, I'm looking at it right now. Digital pre-order details. Pre-order bonus gets the MLB The Show 18 Bryce Harper flashback card that we've seen for quite a while. What else do you get? You get 10 standard packs, 5,000 stubs, and one gold player choice pack. But I would recommend not pre-ordering right now. I would definitely wait until after we see some of these streams and stuff. Because, again, especially the digital pre-orders, cancellations and refunds are not available except where required by law. So yeah. I don't want you to get screwed by... Or if you, like, win a giveaway, but you've already pre-ordered it digitally, you can't cancel that. I think we actually ran into that where I got a copy of some game for Chris, and he had already pre-ordered it. So I ended up not giving it to him. So he lost that. It was good. Next up, Chris, well, I guess we'll just ask you what version you're going to get when we're done with this. Next up, MVP Edition. Gets you that dope Steelbook case, right? Or is it a Steelbook case? Yeah, it is. So you get MLB The Show 19, the Steelbook case. You choose one of 30 Diamond Flashbacks. Prestige Gear Up Choice Pack, which God knows what that means. 6,000 stubs, 10,000 standard packs, or 10,000. Imagine you got 10,000 standard packs. That'd be so insane.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do with the one diamond that you pull out of 10,000 standard packs?
Come on, Chris. Let's go into this year. Clear eyes, full hearts, or whatever they
Chris
say.
Chris won.
30 custom avatars and a classic stadium of your choice. I do want to check. Now that I have this open, I want to see if you get more. 10 standard packs, full game, 6,000 stubs. Yeah, I'm just double checking what it says online because I think the images I have are for the in-store versions, technically.
Yeah.
I just want to double check if there's anything special. Okay. So we got the standard, we got the MVP. Then GameStop only.
Boo.
Has the Gagnard edition. Oh, standard MVP edition is $69.99 in the US. And I assume super expensive in Canada.
Yeah. You can add about $20 or $30 to the price. The MVP edition. Oh, I'm on the U.S. web store, so it doesn't really work out right now.
We got a lot of Canadian fans.
I think it's $89.99 Canadian. I think it's $79.99,
$89.99, $129.99. Gotcha. Gagnard Edition. Only available in GameStop. Exclusive New Era hat. I actually kind of like the hat, save for the fact that it's a snapback. You know I don't believe in that.
Yeah, I know.
So maybe in 2 years, if I find a random guy on Instagram that's selling hats, and he has one of these, I might just catch it in as like a throw-in.
Yeah.
Again, you get the steelbook, choose one of 30 diamond flashbacks, prestige gear up choice pack again, the digital Diamond Dynasty hat, so you can have your players wear it in the game. Is it fitted in the game?
It's got to be.
I never thought about that. It might be fitted in the game.
It is, because when they had because when they have the standard MLB hat, it's like fullback, so it has to be fitted in the game. I would immediately not buy MLB The Show if my player ever wore a snapback in the game.
That just makes me angrier.
Yeah, also, I know. I would never buy it.
It's funny because in NBA 2K, they have snapbacks, and I don't love that idea.
Of course they do.
But I don't think they have fitteds. I need to double check. A copy of the game, 30 custom avatars, 15,000 stubs, 20 standard packs, and a classic stadium. A good purchase option. Chris, are you going to buy any of those options?
Well, I'm not buying the one with the hat.
Uh-huh.
For two reasons. First of all, I don't buy anything from EB Games, as it is still called in Canada.
Oh, still up there?
Yeah, I don't buy much from there. And the snapback has no interest in me. I mean, here's the thing. I have not decided, as of this moment in time, which one I'm going to purchase, because after last year's issues, I still don't know how much Diamond Dynasty I'm going to play.
Well, let me tell you something, Chris. I'm going to play so much Diamond Dynasty that I am definitely going to buy the Digital Deluxe Edition.
I probably will buy the Digital Deluxe Edition as well, just because I don't want to miss out. That's the thing. I did the exact same thing last year. I didn't know what I was going to do last year. I ended up buying the Digital Deluxe. And you know what? I stopped playing Diamond Dynasty after 3 weeks because I got totally lost.
But you had fun in the time.
I had fun in the 3 weeks, yeah, sure, with the 97 pages of notes that I had to keep to try to figure out what missions and stuff I was working on.
All you had to do was get 10 doubles with Joe Torre. It shouldn't have taken you 3 months.
It did.
Oh, wait, no, that was me. My bad. Also, I was wrong. If you get off the digital store, no matter what version you get 10 standard packs, 5,000 stubs, and a gold player choice pack on top of the rest of the stuff. So for Deluxe Digital Edition, you get a copy of MLB The Show 19, obviously. The Prestige Gear Up Choice Pack, which we still don't know what that means. Haven't known what it means for the last 4 slides. Choose 1 in 30 diamond flashbacks. You get a Ballin' as a Habit pack.
Oh, baby.
Now I'm excited.
Let's go. That's going to be hot fire.
15,000 stubs, 30 standard packs, 30 custom avatars, and 1 a classic stadium. Digital Deluxe. That's the way I'm going.
Yeah, me too, probably. Who am I kidding? I just haven't jumped in and done it yet.
Anything else? Yeah, I think I'm going to do it, whatever day before we can preload. That's usually when I do it. Assuming everything they say in the streams is good. I mean, I don't think there's anything they can really say to make me not buy it. That would be really, really bad if somehow they came out with those streams and I got to the point where I was like, I am not buying this game. That would be a very weird and dark timeline, and I don't even want to know what that looks like.
Here's the thing. Is the way I look at it now, 18 is in the rearview mirror. You're in my enjoyment of 18. It was certainly called into high level debate many, many times, because you know what? I didn't really enjoy the game.
I was like almost in tears on a Press Row podcast about how much I did not like the game.
But see, like for me, I don't know how much of it was the fact that I just wasn't enjoying games, period. Because after I stopped playing MLB The Show 18, I don't think I played a video game for 2 months. I dabbled in a little bit of Super Mega Baseball, and I really enjoyed it. I played a few games in my backlog. So, like, for me, like, I don't know if it's so much that I didn't... Because, I didn't enjoy The Show 18. For me, as someone who is more of a casual Diamond Dynasty player, because I like to spend a good amount of time playing franchise as well. Like, I just, the grind was so overwhelming in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Like,
I just wanted to play the game.
Getting those, trying to get 10 doubles with Joe Torre literally made me stop playing that game. Which is ridiculous.
I try, and you know what? I went back, and this was well documented on Twitter in like November. I went back and October. I went back and started playing the game, you know, a couple hours a day, grinding offline, stuff out. No, I was playing. I was right back into DD.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I streamed a couple of seasons runs, did mm-hmm. pretty well, was enjoy. But the thing is, it wasn't. I just played with the team that I had.
Yeah.
You know, I did some of the future legend missions that they had, or whatever the heck they're called in MLB The Show. Now, see, this can be the hard part, okay? Trying to keep the card series straight between Out of the Park and MLB The Show. I believe they're Future Stars in Out of the Park. But like,
no, they're Future Legends in Out of the Park. Future Stars in The Show.
Right. I think, I think they're Future Stars in MLB The Show. Sorry. So I did a few of those because they were easy to do. I think I ended up getting the George Brett, which was really easy. The immortal George Brett, who was the only immortal that I got.
Oh, I didn't even get an immortal. Oh!
But for me, I was just enjoying the game for what it was. I wasn't trying to grind out and make my team better. I just said, hey, this is the team I have, and so let's play, and let's see what happens. And you know what? I enjoyed it, and I really did. And then Christmas came, and I moved on. So I am excited. I'm really excited. I do have a lot of questions going into these streams in regards to all the modes, because I like to play all the modes. I like to play Road to the Show, Franchise, DD. So while it's almost a certain guarantee I'm going to buy this game, I need to see what improvements they're going to make for someone myself who I would consider to be a little more of a casual user.
Yeah, so I'm pretty much reserved to just playing Diamond Dynasty now. And so, like, after I quit in May or June or whatever, and then I tried to go back later and play, I was like, all right, let me try to dedicate some time. I'm like, maybe it was me. Maybe I was crazy. Maybe I'm the only one popping up and hitting dribblers all the time. Maybe it's me. And then I tried to play again, and I was like, I just don't have the heart to play it anymore, or the passion to play it anymore. And I was like, I'm not going to dedicate the time to get good, because maybe it was just I was bad. And if I was just bad, I would understand. But I just didn't have that in me to go back in. But I'm excited for this year.
Can I tell you something? And this is going to be maybe an extremely unpopular opinion. I actually like the way the gameplay in 18 played.
Online or offline?
Online. Offline, it's a treat. Offline, it's amazing. And I seen, and I know Buck's been playing some more Franchise, and I seen Coop had posted a tweet about like a line drive single to left field that you don't see in online. Mm-hmm. You see that offline.
Yeah.
But for me, one of the things I always enjoyed about MLB The Show was I always felt that I was smarter than other players when it came to pitching.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like when I won games of MLB The Show, it's because I outpitched the other team. So with the way 18 was, I felt like I could outpitch every single guy that I played. Because when you realize that guys are just spamming stuff low in the zone, yes, you can't hit it. Eventually, they make a mistake. But for me, I enjoyed the way it played to a certain extent. Probably more so than the average user. Because I like pitching. I like a 1-0 game.
All right, so two things we should touch on for MLB. Right now, if you go on, there's a timed January mission to go in and get yourself a free 94 overall Jackie Robinson. So you just go into the programs.
Is there a time limit on the Jackie? Is it today only?
Or? I think you need to get it today, but I could be wrong.
Does anybody know? Is there a time limit?
It's just the January missions, so I guess you only have
So you only tomorrow. you only have till like 2 a.m. Eastern or whatever it is.
Yeah, and on top of that, also they do have the ability to copy your logos over, your team logos into the vault, and it will go into MLB The Show 19. They put a blog post up about it on theshownation.com. On the main menu, scroll to the community tab, select vaults, logo vaults. While in the logo vault options, upload your file, and it'll be there in Out of the Park 19. It'll be there in MLB The Show 19. So if you want to do that, you have to do that by February 1st. I don't know if that's by the end of February 1st or the start of February 1st. So I don't know if you have literally 3 hours from the minute we're recording this or if you have all day tomorrow.
I'm a huge fan of them doing that. I'm not going to take advantage of it because one of the things I enjoy doing is creating a new Diamond Dynasty logo every year.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to lie, I've had some pretty sick ones. The Extra Life one from MLB The Show 17, still one of my all-time faves. But
I'm literally going to do this while you're talking.
It's cool. It's cool that they're doing it. But for me, like I said, I always enjoy going in. I treat every year as a different rebrand. So, but I could get. I understand definitely if you're a content creator. You know, and or you have like your sub badge or like your Twitch logo or whatever, like TJ does.
I have the Bullpen Metro logo actually.
Yeah, it's definitely a cool thing to take advantage of to save yourself the trouble of having to do all that again.
So now in MLB The Show, you guys can download
Bullpen Banter.
The Bullpen Banter.
Do it up.
Logo.
I'm a big fan. Maybe I'll roll with that this year, and I'll just change the colors.
So you actually have to, like, go in and do that. That seems... Is this a fun logo? I guess it's a fun logo. So, that's uploaded for next year. I've been seeing... I got mine made by... I don't know what his name is. King of Hearts,
King of Hearts.
There's ones in there. But yeah, I think it's too late to get a new logo created. My only concern is that with this... going in, I'm kind of worried that this is like, hey, we put in the logo transfer and nothing's really going to change with logos next year. That's my one concern about that.
Oh, that's an absolute for sure going to happen.
Yeah, and I definitely don't think we're going to get the ability to upload logos either. So
yeah, that's to me. And again, I hate comparing different franchises, but 2K has had that in their games for years.
2K, you can, like, NBA, those WWE. Whole stadiums look amazing.
Yeah, but, like, just the fact that you can go into the WWE 2K app or the NBA 2K app and literally click three buttons and your picture's in the game, it is annoying that SDS doesn't have that.
NBA Live might also have it, too.
I think NBA Live does. NHL does not.
NHL does not.
But NHL has, to be fair, NHL has a pretty sick suite of generic and historical logos to create your expand your hockey franchise with. But still, again, I'm a little surprised that Sony hasn't made some sort of effort to get people to upload logos.
Yeah, you don't need created logos in NHL because you just use the Calgary Hitmen logo and then you're golden.
That's true facts. Or the old Vancouver Canucks flying skate logo. Yeah. Or the Minnesota North Stars logo. I mean, there's a whole bunch of them.
Yeah. Yeah, and also it would definitely be a lot of moderation, as Baffle says.
Yeah, that's a huge
thing. I guess we just put a report button on there, and then you leave it up to the people. Because I've seen some of the garbage that's in WWE. So
I was going to say, is there any moderation in WWE or NBA other than people reporting it?
I don't know. I feel like
I can't imagine they have someone sitting there moderating every logo that gets uploaded to their servers.
Surely
they go with a user report system.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. All right, Chris, tell me about the leaked screenshots that came out yesterday, 2 days ago.
I think it was like between like Tuesday and Wednesday, like Tuesday overnight into Wednesday. Randomly, MLB The Show had, I think there was 9 screenshots in total uploaded to the PSN page. It was just
the regular store page, the regular PSN page, right?
Yeah, it was just the regular PSN page. Now, unfortunately, I have not seen any other than the four that were posted in the Reddit that there was.
Yeah. And I've got those four up on the screen, or we'll flip through them real quick.
Yeah, I have to say, of the four of them, really only one of them got me extremely excited. Mm-hmm. And the other three just give me more questions.
Yeah. So the first one we got here is, it looks like you're just picking where your Road to the Show player is. Where your Road to the Show player is from. So it's got a bunch of... You can be born at sea, Australia, Austria, Curacao, France, Guam. So at least you get some better choices than just like East, West, Central, and... what was it? International. So,
yeah.
That's so nice. But I feel like, can you actually pick... I haven't played Road to the Show in quite a while, so I kind of forget, like, can you actually pick, like, what state you're from and stuff? I think so, right?
Yeah. I think they have the states for the U.S., and then it's countries for everything else.
Yeah. So, I mean, this could literally be nothing other than a new graphic for that menu. It does give you that look of, like, Road to Glory from back in the NCAA football days, but it really could just be new graphics for this menu. So...
Well, and that's and again, that's why I'm saying, like, for me, three of the four screenshots just lead to more questions. Is this just a, instead of you having the generic locker room shot on the screen all the time, mm-hmm. you're going to have this screenshot of, like, your bedroom at spring training all the time? Or is this the part of something bigger? Again, that it's, they're marketing screenshots, right? That's what they are. They're marketing screenshots. We could sit here and try to read the tea leaves all day.
And we don't even have all the marketing screenshots. We just have these four that were actually that this guy got on and put up on Reddit.
Yeah, and like I said, it looks cool. I like the idea behind it, but is it just something that's there and you see it for 3 seconds and then never ever again, or is it the sign of something bigger, more RPG based? You know.
Yeah, and I do want to give credit to. Let's see if I can get his name. MYTHOFDOB. I don't know if that's supposed to be some sort of word, but that's the Reddit user that that posted the screenshots.
If I send you a link on Discord, it's not going to break the stream, right?
It might, because I'd have to go look at it.
No, it's just for later.
Sure.
Okay. Just something I want you to look at after. I just didn't know if I sent it to you, if it would like move things around or.
Oh, understood.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting topic for that discussion. Mm-hmm. Can't wait to read that link, folks. So yeah, this bedroom scene literally could just be the new way you set up your guy. Next up, we got the... Does it have names? I guess this is like going to be the perk system, but they had a perk system last time, right?
So this one, I find... This is the interesting one out of the four.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because again, like the archetypes was a thing last year. Basically, you pick the player archetype and, you know, you were, you know, your initial skills were based off the archetype that you picked, and you had caps and certain things that, you know, were associated with whatever archetype you picked. The thing I like about the way this looks, and again, we're reading more into this than may possibly actually be there, but the way, like, I look at this, this to me is a lot more visual. It's, again, this to me has the look of something more RPG based than what we had before. Mm. Because, again, you think character skill trees, you think of RPG. You think of Skyrim or, well, I mean, I go to Skyrim first because it's my favorite. But that's what you think of. You think of, okay, here's a visual path of where my character can go. So
you're going to be a lightning rod? You're going to be heart and soul? Or you're going to be a maverick? Or hat, oh, heart guy?
I mean, it's hard to say. But again, like you know, there's way much more information that we need on this. Yeah. How is it going to tie into your character? Is this going to tie... Are these just perks? Are they going to tie into attributes somehow? I mean, there's a lot of things that could come out of this. But it does, it again, visually to me, it was the one screenshot that stuck out where I was like, whoa, okay, this I can get behind.
I'll get behind it too. Next up, we got, it looks, this, I assume this, these screenshots are going to be for the new franchise, for franchise mode. So when you go in, you can select your teams. Now, rather than just scrolling through the list of teams, you get kind of an idea where your franchise is kind of going to go. The teams are split up to favorites, contenders, underdogs, and long shots. So my guess of this, if this is just franchise modes, how you're going to pick your team, and it gives people that don't have, like, a ton of knowledge about, like, real baseball, kind of like an idea how their team's going to be, and if it's going to be hard to get your team into the playoffs in the World Series. I don't know if you agree with that guess.
No, I want to say, and I feel like I uttered this exact same phrase last year, when they introduced the phases aspect of franchise, it was geared towards the more casual franchise player. Because if you're a hardcore franchise player, you know what phase of the season you're in. You know when the trade deadline is. You know when you have to have the roster cut down. You know when the 40-man roster comes out. You know when the draft is. You don't need a phase on the screen to tell you that. So I was a fan of it. Don't get me wrong. I like streamlining things and making information that is relevant at the time, easy to find. So to me, this seems like an extension of lowering the barrier to entry for the franchise. Again, you and I, we're going to do the research, assuming you play franchise. We're going to do the relevant research. We know, we don't need the game to tell us who a long shot is, who a rebuilder is, who a, like, a top tier team is. We don't need the game to tell us that. The more casual user will find this screen very, very helpful.
Agreed.
So, again, it's taking those tougher, not tougher, but those more in-depth franchise elements, and it's simplifying it for the more casual person.
And then we essentially have what looks like two screens later, after you decided on favorites and you picked your team as the AL East, you can pick the difficulty for your franchise. Assuming these are screenshots from franchise mode. And then there's rewards. So it says reward can only be redeemed online. A lot of people have been wondering if that means, like, oh, franchise is tied to online stuff. It's like, but I think that's just how it is now, where that stuff's in the marketplace and it's connected to stubs and everything's connected to stubs. So you kind of have to be online. Like, I don't know what happens if you play the show online or if you play the show offline in franchise mode. Can you even use the sponsorships and stuff? Like, does that work? You obviously can't buy new sponsorships from the marketplace if you're offline. So
You can, but I mean, you set your sponsorships, like, within, like, the sponsorship menu.
Right, but you need to be online to get to your card binder to use them, right? To assign them? That's why I don't know what happens if you don't play online. That's why this screen saying that they have to be redeemed online confuses me, because all the sponsorships and stuff that have been part of the franchise in the past are part of the marketplace and stuff.
But last year, did they not have a set of franchise missions in Diamond Dynasty? I'm sure they did.
They were like
real introductory stuff, like go put someone on the trade block and whatever. Yeah. And I think they gave you, like, nothing. I think they gave you some tickets maybe at the end or something. I don't think I actually finished it. But obviously, you had... oh, it was 17? I knew at some point they did.
Right, but you still...
But you had to be online to redeem them, because it was in Diamond Dynasty where you did the redemptions.
Right, and you still get them from packs. And you need to be connected,
like, whatever reward you got came in just like any other reward. Came in just like any other set reward.
Yeah, so I don't know... Maybe you'll get better sponsorships now for winning that stuff, but yeah, I'm just kind of confused.
Yeah, it's one of those things they're going to have to elaborate on. Is this something new, or is this just a different way to display something that they've had before?
Right. Yeah. Check marks on my rundown page. We're flying through stuff. Look at this. I printed it out. Sound like a real professional. The only problem is we don't really have a good thing for when we're talking about stuff that's multi-game. So we're just going to put up the big Bullpen Banter logo. You can see that Sports Gamer and Co. Yeah. over there.
Hi, I'm Co. Not to be confused with Co. Carnage.
Co. Carnage.
And Co.
Okay. Something that was brought up in the Discord, thatsportsgamer.com/community. If you want to join that. Theoretical teams to use in franchise. I want to kind of talk about this a little bit in MLB The Show as well as in Out of the Park Baseball for next year. Kind of just get a feel of like what teams you're thinking about. Has there been any signings this offseason? Granted, we still don't know where Harper and Machado are going. But has there been any signings that this year that make you want to like lean towards one team or another in a certain game and why?
Not really. Like, I have a short list of about five teams. For me, I don't differentiate between MLB The Show and Out of the Park, like, too much. Like, obviously, with MLB The Show, there's that little requirement of you want some guys that are a little more exciting on the field. Like, OTP really doesn't have that element. But, like, for me, I still pull from one list. I like to stick typically with a team that's, like, a middle of the road. Although I ended up picking the
Brewers. Do you want to pull up that screen so you know what middle of the road, what teams are in the middle of the road?
No, I don't need the screen to tell me what. I mean, there's still a lot of action left.
I mean, I can bring it up. We can go
back. But, I mean, like, in Out of the Park, I went with the Brewers last year, and look how that turned out. They, you know, put on a wonderful, wonderful run in the playoffs. I mean, all they needed, they were really only missing Trent, don't call me Rich Grisham. They were one that he would have put them over the top.
So good. Are you going to be doing this is a technically an offline question. Are you going to be doing a Out of the Park 20 franchise on the OTP Developments Twitch?
I mean, we still have to figure that out if it's going to be, I would like to. Or are
you just
going to
do one on your own? If you want.
At a bare minimum, I'm going to do one on my own, like starting in 2019 and, you know, same as I did with the Brewers franchise starting in 2019 and just going until, you know, the wheels fall off. Whether that ends up being on stream or not, I think we have some things to discuss there in terms of time commitments and perfect team related stuff. So I would really like to. I think the Brewers franchise that I did last year was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed doing it. We finally won a World Series in the end. So whether that materializes or not is more of a, you know, an organizational type of thing. But, you know, like I said, for me, the franchise at this point, there are still some moves that could be made that might take teams out of the running. I don't think there's any moves left that could be made where I'd be like, I'm picking them. But I think...
What if the Phillies signed Machado and Harper right now?
Then they would be not a consideration for a team I would pick. Not that they're on my short list to begin with. I'm not a huge Phillies fan because I don't typically enjoy playing in Citizens Bank Park.
True. That's a tough park to hit in, right? It's not just me?
It's not bad. It is kind of homer friendly, but the center field is a little weird. I can't pick
up the batter's eye.
I don't enjoy the batter's eye there at all. So for me, like, at this point, the free agency moves would just take teams out of contention. They wouldn't add teams. I mean, a big prospect-related trade could get me to jump in. The one thing I'm having an issue with, and this may be where the Out of the Park comes in. Trips is reading my mind, by the way. PNC is my favorite park to play in MLB The Show.
Beautiful park.
I usually have a rule with franchises that I do not pick my favorite team.
Mm-hmm. But I literally feel... What would you do if I told you? I may have just written down your favorite team right there, which you can't see because it's too white.
No, but here's the thing. I may have to break that rule. And I feel like if I was going to break that rule, I'd probably do it with Out of the Park. But... The Blue Jays are an extremely interesting team to start a franchise with. You know, you still have some good young pitchers that you could try to do something with Stroman and Sanchez. You still have some. Obviously, you have Vlad Jr. You know, assuming that you're going to use either out of the park or assuming that you're going to use a roster set for MLB The Show that'll have Vlad Guerrero Jr., that'll have Bo Bichette. The Jays, extremely, extremely interesting franchise team for someone who is looking for something like a challenge, but still have that prospect depth. Mm-hmm. Kind of like the Padres. The Padres are in the same boat, right? The Rays, too. They're really bad right now, but if you can survive that first year or two with some of those really high potential prospects, you could have a lot of fun with it. So I may have to break my house rule that I don't pick the Jays for franchises.
Yeah, I think for me, if I'm going to play a franchise in MLB The Show, either what I'm probably going to want to do is either just a fantasy draft, because I like that. That's always a good option. Or again, like you said, you're going to want some big name boppers that you're going to go out there and have a lot of fun playing with. Currently, I'm thinking about the Nationals. I think the Nationals would be a lot of fun to play, especially if they got that crazy pitching staff.
You're gonna Soto, have Juan Soto. They've got Soto. Yeah,
you got Trey Turner doing his craziness.
Victor Robles is kicking around there.
Yeah, so I think that's an option I might go with MLB. I do like the Blue Jays. I would have to get a roster that would have Vlad Jr. and Bichette, and just put them up. I think for out of the park, I would go with something that's a little bit more toward the underdog long shot range, just because I'm gonna play an out of the park franchise a lot longer in year wise than I would in MLB The Show. Like in The Show, I'd probably only go like a couple of years, but in out of the park, I'm gonna go, you know, 15. I might go 10, 15, 20 years to see what happens. So for there, I'm kind of thinking like D-backs are in an interesting spot. Indians are an interesting spot. They have some good pieces, but some guys are getting old. They have young guys that you're gonna have to pay. That could be interesting. I put Padres down on the list, much like the hat that I'm wearing. My concern there is if I do it on the Out of the Park stream, I'd played as them last year in Out of the Park 18, and I was the Angels in 19, so I don't really want to be those teams again for that stream. Also, the Cardinals seem kind of interesting. They have Goldschmidt, I think, for this season, then he becomes a free agent, if I'm not mistaken. Correct me if I'm wrong, chat.
What's that? What was that? Sorry?
Goldschmidt's just got a year left, right?
I think it's just a year, yeah.
So then I have to try to figure out what to do with that. So I feel like I would take an underdog or a long shot more and out of the park just because I'm going to get deeper into the nitty-gritty of that and want to have, you know, past just AAA and AA. Yeah. Get all that extra stuff and more options with the trades and retaining the money and their stuff. So I think I would want more of a challenge from the GM side of doing a franchise when I'm going into out of the park then.
Well, and that's the differences in the games, right? Like in MLB The Show, you look at more than your team. You look at what division you're in. Mm-hmm. So for me, I see Trips mentioned earlier, like I love PNC Park. PNC Park to me is amazing. It's one of the best stadiums that MLB The Show has. But I don't like playing in St. Louis. I don't like playing in Chicago. I just don't enjoy those playing in that division.
And you hate the jerseys.
And I'm not a big fan of the Pirates jerseys. So like there's more, like again, with MLB The Show, if you're going to play multiple seasons of the franchise, you consider the visual parts. You consider I'm going to have to play, like again, it's the same reason why I don't pick an AL West team, because I don't want to play in the dump in Oakland. I don't like playing at Angel Stadium. You don't have those considerations in Out of the Park. Out of the Park, it's, you know, you're looking more at the managerial side, the structure of it, the minor leagues. Because, you know, so they're different considerations. You could consider the same team, but you're going to consider them for different reasons.
I just added the Brewers to my MLB list.
Yeah, I'm going to avoid the Brewers this year because I've last year.
Yeah. And I'm going to be doing two Out of the Park franchises, so One on my channel here, twitch.tv/thatsportsgamer, and then one on the OOTP developments channel. So it's going to be interesting. We're going to have a lot of teams to do. That's why I don't know if I'm even going to do an MLB The Show franchise, because it's like I'm already going to be running two franchises and playing Diamond Dynasty and maybe playing Road to the Show. It's like I don't know if I'm going to have enough time for another franchise. So yeah. We'll see there. Anything else in your mind, franchise-wise?
No. I mean, we'll probably talk more about like the ins and outs of it when the stream comes around. Obviously, I have a long wish list of improvements I'd like to see, most of which I feel may get neglected. But I'm looking forward to jumping back in. I think that the MLB The Show franchise experience is one that gets way more negativity than it deserves. Yeah. But there is definitely some things they need to address. So hopefully they add some new things that, like I always say, my biggest thing is give me different ways to manage my team. Yeah. So like, again, you know, when they added things like critical situations and stuff. But yeah, I'm sure we'll talk more about franchise when we get to that segment of the spring.
It would kind of be cool if that Redeem Online thing was because online franchise is coming back. I don't want to get excited, because I assume it's not.
Not happening. You cannot kill online franchise and bring it back the next year. You can't. You can't because then it looks like they only brought it back because everyone complained. If you're good, and then you know what's going to happen. They bring it back and it sucks.
Yeah.
And that would be the absolute, and that's the thing. If you bring it back and it's the same, guess what? Online franchise sucked. It did not work good.
One problem was connectivity, but then it also had a lot of other problems. Yeah. I always forget about that part, that there was a lot of other problems with the mode than just the connections.
So if they bring online franchise back and it sucks, that's worse than them taking it out in the first place. Mm-hmm.
I was thinking I could see Bryce Harper signing somewhere, swaying me to maybe be that team in the show. Yeah. Manny Machado would definitely have no bearing on what team I would be. Actually, if Manny Machado was on the team in the show, I probably wouldn't use them in franchise, just because I did not have any luck hitting with him last year. But again, if gameplay is going to change, maybe he's going to be more effective. That's just going to be something time will tell. Last topic for tonight. We've talked about MLB The Show. We've talked about Out of the Park Baseball. And we are definitely going to talk about the return of Pro Baseball Spirits, April 25th, 2019. Pro Yakyu Spirits will be back on the PlayStation 4 console. Actually, not back on the PlayStation 4 console. It will be on the PlayStation 4 console for the first time in history. I believe the last year they put out a game was 15? That can't be true, because I think I have 15. No, 15 must have been the last year. Last year I have 13. So I think last year was 15, they had it out. 19's coming out, going to be on PS4 and Vita. People are still making Vita games. Konami, who literally doesn't make video games anymore, other than Pro Evo, is making not only a baseball game, they're also making a Vita game. It's kind of mind-boggling when you think about it.
It is, it really is.
If you've never played Pro Yakyu Spirits, a.k.a. Pro Baseball Spirits, it's really, really, really good. That comes from someone who actually can't read anything in the game. I can only play Home Run Derby and Exhibition, and that was kind of having to use spiritstranslations.com to get through those menus and stuff. But the game looks great. They've rescanned everybody. I think they've got facial scans for everybody in the league, which is kind of insane. Granted, I think there's only 12 teams in the league. But the game's looking great. I think if you go to playasia.com, PlayAsia.com, you can pick it up for $81.99, which in Canada is probably like $100,000 or something like that.
Yeah, it's about
$6,000. PAX is before. Man, I was going to say, you should pre-order it and I'll bring it over, but no. A couple players that will be in the game. Jabari Blash, obviously, with the Golden Eagles. Dice K.
My man.
Dice K, still pitching. He's with the Chunichi Dragons. I saw today Koji Uehara, everybody's favorite player in MLB The Show. He's with the Giants. They put out a couple screenshots. Everything looks good. Still looks like the old menus and stuff from last year. I love their PCI. Best PCI in baseball games. I'm so excited. When I saw this thing.
I think you've been trying to get me to buy this game for years.
I just want someone to. Please.
And you know what? But honestly, I really do. Think it's something I'd like to try. I really feel like, you know, it's different. I was apprehensive when Super Mega Baseball 2 came out because I didn't play the first one.
Mm.
And I said, you know what? I said, I'm going to give it a try. I said, it's a bit of a different game. I reached out, tried to get it for free. It didn't happen. So I bought it. Why not, right? I loved it. It was an amazing game. It was not anything like you would expect. So, you know, I don't know much about the KBO. Not the KBO. It's the Nippon Professional League. Sorry. Yep. I always get those two mixed up. I know that's terrible of me, but
it's only messing up two different countries.
I know. Sorry. I know that happens.
Actually, that is the one thing that I don't love, that it's only, I think it's only, is it 12 or 10 teams? I think it's 12 teams. I do kind of wish they would get, like, the KBO in their license. That would be kind of sick if they had both leagues. Maybe even China. I feel like the KBO and JPB leagues, I don't think they have many rule changes that are different, and I feel like their skill levels pretty comparable. So if they could somehow put them both in a game, I think that would be pretty amazing. April 25th. I'm pretty excited. I want to get it. I want to play it. Again, problem is, I don't speak Japanese. I don't read Japanese. So I'm going to rely on spiritstranslations.com. Hopefully they will come out with new translation guides. They go through, they take screenshots of all, like, the menus and stuff, and they will type in, like, what the real thing actually says in English so that you know what it is. Or you can use the Google Translate app on your phone with the camera. Now you can just, like, hold your phone up to an image that's in a different language, and it'll just translate it as best it can, which is going to be handy. So I'm gonna try that, too.
Yeah.
I was trying to stream some of PYS 2013, but I realized I don't know where my splitter is anymore. To pull out the HDCP. Even still now, I don't know where it is. If I can find it one of these days, I will, I'll stream some 2013. But again, all I can really play is Exhibition and Home Run Derby, which they have a cooler Home Run Derby than us. Because I think for every home run they only get like 10 outs. Right? They get 10 outs, but every home run, they get an extra out. I don't remember what it is. It's something crazy. It's good. There's videos on my YouTube channel, actually, if you want to check it out. So we talked about the show. We talked about Out of the Park. We talked about PYS. We talked about maybe it's a Super Nintendo game with Ichiro on the cover. I need to figure that out. Or at least it looks like Ichiro. Some Rusty's Real Deal Baseball we'll talk about it sometime this year, maybe. Oh, Chris. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. I'm glad. Glad we're back on the train here.
I feel like that was a very good episode of Bullpen Banter.
Listen, the thing is that, you know, we took our lumps. 2018 was a rough year.
It was a year. It certainly was a year.
It was one of those things that
I didn't think I'd ever see it.
You know, it's funny. As we were doing this episode, I actually went, you know how PlayStation has that thing you can go to where you can see how many hours you played in 2018?
Mm-hmm.
Like your year in review. So MLB The Show, surprisingly enough, was my number one played PlayStation game last year.
No, really? Which one?
With 107 hours.
Is that
which is not a lot.
Which, for 18 or for 17?
For 18. So, like, MLB The Show 18 was my most played PlayStation game. Narrowly beating out Madden, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? It's just, again, it was so up and down and up and down. And I think for me, it was nice to just get away from the game and I don't want this to be received the wrong way, but it was nice to get away from the community a little bit too. Because I feel like, and again, I'm sure we talked about this last year in the few episodes that we did, in how over the last, let's say, 3 years, since we've started doing Bullpen Banter, let's say, that the community has started growing in terms of negative voices. So I think it was nice to get away from a lot of that and just play other games. And, you know, it was, again, to sink ourselves, you know, full bore into OOTP and do the things that we've done there. But I think it was time for us to
It was a good way to hit the reset button.
Yes, because now we're coming into this with, okay, this is why it didn't work. This is why we didn't enjoy the game. Let's make sure that we expand and talk about other stuff so that when we have a week where one of us absolutely hates MLB The Show, which is going to happen, because it's when you're on a...
If Tony Gwynn's trash, I'm going to be here. I'm going to be loud.
But the thing is, again, you know, when you get on a 8-month grind of playing a game, some weeks you're going to hate it. So the fact that we can, you know, that we're going to be able now to focus on other stuff, to talk about OTP, to talk about PYS, to talk about, you know, Super Mega Baseball, talk about baseball
Base Wars.
In general.
Can we talk about Base Wars?
We could talk about Base Wars. Sick. We could spend an entire episode talking about hats.
Like, we can. Can we go right now? Old school Padres throwback.
I mean, I'm wearing this wonderful Tampa Bay Rays Cooperstown collection, which at the time I think was a Lids exclusive, but it's not anymore.
Hey, do you know what I noticed not too long ago? Cooperstown collection hats, if you look at the MLB logo on it, it has like the flat top hat. It's amazing. I only noticed this not too long ago.
Yeah, interesting.
Look at that. Amazing, right? I love it so much.
Do they still make the Cooperstown collection, or have they moved on?
They must, because I just got this hat not too long ago.
See, this one here is, like, this one here I've had for probably 8 years.
Really? But wait. I'm trying to look at your hat the right way. But you have the New Era logo on the side, which is not an old thing.
Yeah, it is. Cooperstown collections always had the New Era. The only ones that didn't have the New Era on the side was the ACs. ACs was the only New Era collection that did not have the flag on the side. Because they did. And now they all do, because now MLB has the New Era flag on the side.
That's why you bought from Hat Club, because they got the colors that match. They match the flag to that color.
I'm trying to see if they have a year anywhere on these hats.
Oh, I don't think so.
But we're rocking. I guarantee this hat is probably at like the newest 2011.
Question: do I just try to get the Hat Club community manager on?
I mean, if he can hook me up with some free hats, or at least like a shipping discount code, like come on, Hat Club. Like, listen, Hat Club, here's my pitch, okay? I worked at Lids for 4 years, and I don't like buying things from there, because they don't have the hats I want, and they don't have the sizes that I want. I like Hat Club stuff, but I live in Canada, so if you guys could set me up, I don't need a big discount code. Just give me some free shipping from time to time internationally, and I'll buy hats.
Why don't you just go and set yourself up as an affiliate, and then you can tell people to go to thatsportsgamer.com/hatclub, purchase all your hats through there, and then you get a little kickback, and then you can go buy more hats.
Do you hear this guy?
He's pretty genius. It's a good scam I got going on here.
Yeah, wonderful.
Thatsportsgamer.com/hatclub. Check it out.
I'll set up an affiliate account and then refer people to your affiliate account. That's why no one buys crap on my Amazon.
Oh, yeah, I know. Thatsportsgamer.com/Amazon. Hey, Amazon affiliates, not going to lie, paid for this PlayStation. Did pretty good. People bought their PlayStations through my thing, and then I bought my PlayStation. It worked out well.
This is the point of Bullpen Banters where it just goes completely off the rails.
This is the best part of Bullpen Banter, some would say.
This is like the after dark part, but we're still live with the regular main show.
It's true.
I mean, you know what? But the thing is, at the same time, we've talked about pretty much everything we need to talk about. Next week, we'll be back with a full trailer debrief. Then after that, we'll be into streams. Oh, man. We're right back. We are right back on the horse.
We might even have Out of the Park news coming out soon, I would guess. There's a PYS cover vote that I would tell everybody about, but I don't understand it because I can't read the website. I just know Daisuke might get on the cover, so I'm kind of excited for that. All right. Thank you guys for watching. I really do appreciate it. Chris, where can people find you on the internet?
Everywhere at SnaggleJ. Branded, because hashtag branding. Twitter, YouTube, Facebook. Don't go on Facebook. Facebook's dumb. Mm-hmm. Instagram, all SnaggleJ. I'm really trying to up my IG game. My IG game right now is, if you want like that more, like the more personal side of me, like not, you know, the big brash SnaggleJ type guy, I'm really working on my IG game. So hit me up with an IG follow. That's my play. Hang on, just real quick, because I know you're going to do a real good spiel.
Are you going to tell me about that website that's blocked at most fine businesses?
No, I'm not going to talk about snaggle.club. But streams are coming back to twitch.tv/snaggleJ. The hiatus is almost over. I've got a huge idea cooking. We're going to start small, okay? I'm going to start streaming on my personal channel one day a week here in the next little while. But it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm really looking forward to getting back in there with all my snagaholics. And okay, now do your thing.
All right, you can follow me everywhere. That's Sports Gamer. Like he said, got to push those IG numbers up. Smash that follow button over there, because I found out the more people you follow, the more ads you're going to get. So unfollow everybody else you follow currently. Just follow me and Chris. Your timeline will be a lot better. Yeah, Bullpen Mentor will probably be back next Thursday, after the trailer drops, probably. So make sure you're following us on Twitter again, so that you know, when we're doing stuff. Also, thatsportsgamer.com/community, has the Discord and everything dedicated to Bullpen Banter, as well as other rooms to chat about stuff. I might even link to Chris's, Discord in there at some point. But yeah, I think we're good. Chris, you good?
I am, you know what? Better than good.
You know what that means? It's time for you to get out of the bullpen, get into the game. Take it easy, folks.